nobody knows for sure just how much was taken in the daring pre-dawn raid at the Lufthansa cargo terminal at Kennedy Airport. The FBI says $2 million. Port Authority police say $4 million. The city cops say $5 million. Lufthansa has not said anything, but they promise to break their silence soon to the press conference.
No, son of a bitch!
And the WINS will be there to cover it live from the scene of the heist at JFK. It looks like a big one, maybe the biggest this town has ever seen.
Okay, guys, this is it. This is the end of the road. Welcome to the podcast finale of Blue Streak Lives On, week 16. And what a fun year it's been. And it's been, needless to say, without a little drama, without a little fun. And, you know, we were having all the fun. We were definitely on a festive moment via the group chat. If some of you guys are not involved, boo-hoo, sucks to be you. you know, you gotta be an owner in this thing to be in that group chat. You just can't fucking just show up out of nowhere. You're not privy to that. Maybe a podcast, you can listen to it, sure. But what happens in that group chat stays in that group chat, you know? Oh, yeah, and I know some of your wives are listening. Some of your girlfriends are listening in. Make sure your name's not being called out in vain. Make sure I'm not calling people out. I'm not stupid. I know how this thing goes, you know? I move in silence. You know, I talk about myself because everyone else here is a fucking saint, okay? I'm the fucking evil sheep, the black sheep that creates all of this madness and talks about all these crazy stories. So don't you worry. Don't you worry, missus. Your men are doing great. They love their wives. They love their significant others. And all they do is talk about you. Anywho, we obviously had our final game. We'd love to talk about any other games, but I don't care about the losers. That's including myself. And we had 10 losers in this league, and we were going to have one more join us in those rankings. And it was all up to this final game, guys, and it was Naples MVP versus Smells Like Fish. And Donnie had a very, very strong draft. To say the least, I can go down his list, and it's fucking incredible. He did a great job. You know, I always give him a hard time because he took Todd Gurley from me, one pick away, and that would have made my season. Who knows? You know, me and Greg always talk about it. Shout out to Greg, wherever the fuck you're at. I love Greg, by the way, man. It's just, he's just giving you a hard time, Greg. Don't worry about it. And anyway, you know, we went ahead and just had a shitty matchup here because MVP was purely overachieving. As we all know, his magic started once the Sweet Chip Kelly Minnow trade happened, and that's when he went ahead and took off and never looked back. And sure enough, he was just knocking people after people, in addition to the Ronimo stumbling upon himself like he does, snake bitten, as he says. And a combination of those things landed MVP here in the finals, and here we are. But as we all know what happened, I mean, the Cinderella slipper came off. And, you know, guys like Carter, you guys giving me a hard time about that trade, about me talking to MVP. And, you know, you got to understand, at the end, that carriage, those horses, right, that the Cinderella went into the castle with, I mean, they all fucking turned to shit, turned to pumpkin. That's what MVP did. He fucking turned a fucking epic egg. I mean, I don't know what to call this. I mean, it's like MVP. Let me break it down to you, MVP, because you have a hard time understanding via text. Maybe it's my English is not very good. I try to text while driving, but sometimes my grammar's not all there, so you got to excuse me a little bit. But the way I look at it is like this. Imagine I was out there in Vegas, me, myself, in a three-piece outfit, you know, with the tie on, with the vest, and I fucking go out to the hall, you know, the middle, all the crowd is there. They're all looking at me thinking I'm someone special, and I'm like, you know, I'm just a measly accountant. I'll play that role. I'll play that Cinderella role tonight. And I'm out there having a few drinks, looking special, and then I bag this bad chick, right? I mean, this chick, let's call her Mary, all right? Mary. I get Mary. She's hot. Red skirt, red lipsticks, I mean, beautiful body, everything. I mean, everyone's trying to go after her, but somehow Mary decides you're going to be the guy that brings her tonight, right? You pull that magic. You got that magic thing going, i.e. your trade. And one thing leads to another, and next thing you know, you're holding hands going back to the room. you know, you got your own suite out there and you're ready to bring her up and you do, man, and she's all with it. You're like, man, I'm going to score. And you fucking get up there and you pull your pants down and you can't get hard. You got that whiskey dick, you know? And she's touching it, like, what's wrong? What's going on? And you're like, I don't know, baby. I don't know. Just keep playing with it. Come on, baby. Just come on. Let's just keep going at it. That's what your team reminded me of. It's like you did all the work. You did everything you were asked to do. Everything lined up perfectly for you. You got the bad chick. You brought her up to the room. You had your own hotel. You looked dapper. And you couldn't finish it off. And that's what happened. And you left us there highly disappointed. And I'm in the other bed, you know, and there's the guy in the other bed just fucking looking at you, Patrick Bateman style, winking at you. Yeah, nigga. Yeah. That was me. And you just, and that was Donnie, actually. Donnie was just like, just pounding magic. Just pounding you, pounding your team. MVP, MVP. Oh, man. And it was just such a shitty debacle. And, you know, I don't understand your move at all. I mean, for the life of me, why would you bench Big Ben? Why would you bench him? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're playing against him. You still have to play the guy that gives you most points. It wouldn't have mattered. And here you are not only removing Big Ben, and then you bench DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, that's such a fucking... I mean, you know DeAndre Hopkins score a lot of fantasy points, right? And you went ahead and benched him, dude. I just don't... This is what I say, man. You just don't put it all together. You have all the pieces there, but you're not a closer. And if anything, that's very clear here in this score. I mean, Walt Gurley, Tom Brady, and Julio Jones, they would have just sealed the deal. That's how much... fucking up you did. It was just not your day. And it was fucking great to see it, because you don't understand, Donnie. You saved me fucking months of agony. You don't understand the fury that MVP comes with when he comes to this talking shit. I get my own personal hotline. Like, the guy would have been texting me, messaging me. He would have been putting it out there. Streaming it, it just would have been a nonstop nightmare that I would not have heard the end of. And for that reason, Donnie, I gotta go buy a drink. But yeah, so I mean, overall, what a shitty performance by MVP. You know, he went ahead and picked Nick Foles. Jordan Howard had a great comeback at the end as far as the season. Isaiah Crowell, he had a good run there, but he flopped for you here at the end. Alshon Jeffrey, no comment. Jarvis Landry, you know, at Kansas City, that's a tough one over there. Just not a fan of those, especially in Miami, because Jay Cutler is just such enigmatic. He's one of those guys that you just don't know what you're going to get with him. And I just think that with him, it was something that he just wasn't going to come through for you. I would say DeAndre Hopkins would have been, and even D.D. Westbrook would have been better options for you at that point. Gronk, you got to start him. Jerick McKinnon, I mean, he's the backup third down back from Minnesota. So, you know, it's one of those things where one week he'll give you 16 and another game, like this week, he gave you 5. And, you know, you also went with the Redskins defense, which was solid. I'll give you that. And then Phil Dawson didn't come through for you. I mean, it was just 74 points. MVP, you're just not going to get much done. You know, in especially in a championship game, it's going against Tom Brady, Gurley, Julio Jones, Juju Smith-Schuster. He's been a great pickup. Youngest player in the NFL, I want to say. Ravens defense, obviously, they didn't do as good, but they're playoff bound. It seems like they're on the cusp of getting 10 games. But, yeah, I mean, Donnie just had a great squad. And those guys performing. Stephon Diggs on the bench with 11. Duke Johnson, which I'm sure if I looked at the stats, MVP, he's outscoring Crowell the season over in Cleveland. That was one of those trades that I sent over your way, Crowell. And I believe I sent you Crowell. Two running backs I sent you. I was the running back for the Cowboys, and he got cut, McFadden. I sent you Crowell McFadden for Cohen, Tariq Cohen. And even Greg approved it. My man Greg. And he's bailed out on me. Has anybody heard? It's like a milk carton thing. Has anybody seen Greg? Can we tell Greg that we're trying to get together? Huh? I miss him. I love him. I mean, I'm going to go play basketball after the new year. Maybe he's mad at me. That's maybe what it is. I don't know. But, you know, I don't know. Jesus. But, you know, I'm looking at the scoreboard. And it was just so ugly. But the whole time I was celebrating, it was so exciting just to see MVP go down and not giving him a championship. That's the biggest thing for me, guys, you know, that I get off from all of this, is that MVP is not going to win a championship. I want all of you guys to win if it's not me except MVP. I'll be honest with you about that. And that's how simple as that. And, I mean, think about how much of an idiot move. You want to go ahead and call me out for a dumb move that I had. I'll tell you this. I'm not benching Big Ben. I'm not benching DeAndre Hopkins. The guys that brought me to the dance, I'm not going to just leave on the sidelines. That's just not me. But MVP being a big dope, he gets the Dope of the Year award. I mean, he really does. And I hope he listens to this very carefully. But it's just, you know, you could try to beat the common sense to somebody, but it's just not going to work with him. He's just going to still do what he does. And he's just going to get lucky. Go ahead and be like a stockbroker. You know, you're not going to fool me anymore, buddy. You know, we're gonna straighten that out. You got me because I was in the losing streak. But goodness. But yeah, you know, we got a new champion. Last year it was Diesel. And this year it smells like fish. And like my man Diesel said, I mean, the landscaping guys are running this league. I'm fucking running this league. So, you know, congratulations to you, Donnie. You had a good team, very good team. And I know you had a couple games there where you lost, but you ended up, you know, tying up for second place. And obviously, your guys just were all full steam ahead when you got to the playoffs. Even with Stewart letting you down, even though with Ingram letting you down, you had more than enough firepower. Gosh, I mean, you had 94 points on the bench. I mean, it was unbelievable to MVP's 44. So, you know, your team was the better one. And congratulations to you, my friend. So we're definitely going to do it up nicely. But now what I want to do is play you the interview, the State of the Union I have with the commish, the best commissioner in fantasy football, as I always like to say, Mr. Burke. Yeah. You know, we're fucking, so now we're fucking live, man. I'm here with none other than the best commissioner in fantasy football, like I like to say, on the other line, Burke, the commish.
The commish. Yeah. Thanks for having
me. Dude, I mean, it's, I know you're giving me a hard time about my injuries, man. Just take it easy on me, all right? I don't need people to feel sorry for me, you know? I didn't fucking win at all. 10th fucking place. What the fuck happened, man? What the fuck happened to our league this year?
Yeah, I mean, I missed the playoffs too. It all came down to, I was counting on team out for a drink, had to beat the Langer, and it didn't happen. It didn't happen for me.
Dude, he's out for something.
He's out for something. Hopefully he'll be out this Saturday.
Jesus Christ, man. This was bad. Yeah, I was actually rooting for you. That last week, you needed to win and MVP needed to lose. I know you had to catch up on points, but you were there, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, even though those
seasons,
because I think you were in the lead, if I'm not mistaken. You were in the lead, and then you lost, and then your team just sucked that last week, and it was just a combination of things.
I let my Florida State fandom get in the way. Jameis Winston over Alex Smith, and I think Alex Smith had 4 touchdowns and almost 400 yards. He had like 50 points.
No, you fucked up on that one, but he was on a downslide, though. Like Alex Smith, like he started off on fire.
I know.
And then all of a sudden, they went on that 5 or 6 game losing streak, and it was like, oh, fuck, I got to jump out of here. And that's what you did, man. It came back to bite you. Winston sucked this year, by the way, man. He was utterly disappointing.
The Bucs in general. But, yeah, for a quarterback-heavy league, no one even drafted Alex Smith, and he was number one or number two quarterback for a while there.
Yeah, he was. And if you would have had him on board, oh, man, I think it would have been all different. We saw a terrible carpet ride end. But before we go into that with MVP, your thoughts on the league, man, just a crazy schedule that we had. I mean, it just seemed like so many guys were in it until the very end, man. So it was something
– good one. It was competitive. You know, I think it's helped that some of our guys that don't pay attention have gotten co-owners to help. But you know, this league, when I took over, it was in shambles. I mean, it was rough. I didn't think anybody could turn it around. We had a questionable interface. The finances were all over the place. I remember one time I placed, I think I got paid around Valentine's Day or something.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm happy to report, what is it, 6 o'clock on Tuesday after the matchups are final, and all places have been paid except for the champ, and that's for reasons that we don't even need to
get in. That's a prop bet in itself. Well, you know, one of the
he'll be paid this weekend.
He'll get his money one way or the other. That's for damn sure. I'm not worried about that guy. But so one of the big talks that we had was the epic trade, the biggest fucking trade since the Sweet Ron debacle a couple years ago. We had the Sweet Chip Kelly, as Carter calls it out, and it was something that just made shockwaves. And it almost got MVP to the top, but it obviously was too good to be true. So now I got somebody here, you know, live talking to me about the other side, because I'm the only one ranting away trying to justify it. But I didn't never get, you know, the other side of the troll patrol, as I like to call them, you know, the haters. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
The trade heard around the world. Is Will Fuller, is he still even on the Texans? Is he on the practice? Still playing football?
He took a couple snaps. Yeah, you know, he had the mental curse. He got a couple injuries all the time, all right?
He did. I equate fantasy football, it's kind of like investing, you know?
Absolutely.
You sold Big Ben when his price was low. No, that's when you should be buying him, my man. You got rid of him, and then he lit the world on fire.
Yeah, I mean, it's 1-5. When you're 1-5, I mean, I'm not going to do like you. I remember last year, you were like 0-6. You're like, fuck it, I'm not doing anything. I'm sticking to my guns. Either last year or 2 years ago, you went on a bad streak.
I had a rough year. I think it was 2 years ago.
And that's not, I'm just not from that mindset where if you're 1-5, you are what you are. And I'm not going to stick around with the guys. I know that I'm giving them away, but I need to switch this thing up. You know, it's like it doesn't work for you. But, yeah, I mean, I looking back at it now, I mean, yeah, we could easily say that it was not a good trade to my advantage at all. It was lopsided. I mean,
you better look at, your skill players are at a premium because you need to start so many. Like, you got to start at least 2 running backs, at least 2 wide receivers, and then a flex. With only 12 guys and 1 quarterback, there's a shitload of quarterbacks. Just look at Alex Smith. I took him off waiver wire, and he was – I don't know what he finished at, but for a while there, he was like the number 2 or number 3 quarterback in the league.
I want to say right now, I saw something where it said the top 10 scores on the Fantasy Football League, and it was one of those where I want to say Alex Smith was in there. I mean, the top 10, let me just give you the top 10 rundown.
Top 10 overall?
Yeah, the highest offensive scoring leaders in fantasy football, Alex Smith was number 6, okay?
Wow.
And so just give you the rundown. Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, Russell Wilson, Antonio Brown, number 4. How about this one? DeAndre Hopkins, number 5.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Alex Smith, number 6. Alvin Kamara, number 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Another week.
That was a great steal because Ron and company dropped him, and then he ended up picking him back up. Number 8 is Cam Newton. Number 9, Kareem Hunt, which he got off to a blazing start. And then to round off the top 10, it was Carson Wentz. So there you go. I mean, MVP, you know, got a sweet deal, didn't he?
Did anyone draft? I think somebody drafted Wentz. But in the top 7, that's 2 of the top 7 that weren't even drafted in our league.
Yeah.
Waiver wire. Crazy. Kamara and Alex Smith.
Yeah, exactly. I would have went after Alex Smith, but he was on fire then. And I know – but I know that, you know, the – how is that saying? The averages go back to the mean or something, you know, some statistics slang where everything reverts back to the average. And I knew with Alex Smith, even though he had a blazing start, and, you know, I wanted to poach him from you, but I knew you weren't going to bite because he was on fire. But like you said, it's all about stocks. So – You know, okay, so let's just talk about that final game. What a piece of shit game that was, huh?
Oh.
I mean, all that fucking shit talking, all that fucking excitement. For a fucking dud. I mean, it was like, a 50-point blowout. Donnie just should have played just three guys and benched everyone else. It would have been a close battle. It's like, you know, you have a great season, I think, and then all of a sudden you get to the final and it's like 50-0. It's a boring Super Bowl. You know, that's how it was for me.
Donnie, he stuck to his guns and he went old school fantasy football drafting. Take the stud running backs. I feel like it's kind of switching. It's like a paradigm shift. The teams are starting to use multiple backs, but shit. Not with Gurley. He was the man in L.A. So I'm more of I like the big, tall wide receivers. When Calvin Johnson was playing, I didn't matter where I was drafting. I was taking Calvin and Roddy White. Those are my two guys.
Yeah.
Calvin doing? What is Calvin Johnson, 29 years old, just retired?
Yeah. he had the Minnow syndrome. He retired like before 30. He has some bad knees there. But, I mean, that was the game changer. I would say that Todd Gurley probably won a lot of leagues for a lot of people. I know, including myself.
So. I saw, they showed him. He tweeted out something last night. Something along the lines of fantasy owners, you're welcome. Now leave us alone.
Oh, shit. It's serious out there, man. It's serious out there in these fantasy football streets. So, all right, now that we're wrapping things up and we had a fucking terrible ending, what are some of the things that we have to look forward to the season coming up in 2018?
I actually, what's going on with the Woods and Menno partnership? Is it splitting?
Well, I need to ask you about this because I don't know what the fuck happened here. Okay, all of a sudden Greg is in it with me all the time, and the moment we lose, we're mathematically, out of it. He disconnects, and I'm like, okay, Greg, what's up? What's up, buddy? How you doing? Hey, I'm just texting him. No response. Like the fucking guy just went out of the country for a month and a half. It seemed like, right, and he still hasn't messaged me to this day. Like
he's grabbing beers with the enemy. It's a little interesting.
It just lets you know where you stand, right? It's like when your own fucking partner just bails out and takes pictures with the enemy, and it's just all smiles and giggles. I don't know what to make of it. We have to have a meeting about this because I don't know how this is going to work out next year.
Greg.
But
that's attorneys for you, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, now I wanted you to confirm something. I heard a rumor, and obviously you're the commissioner. You get all this intel firsthand, and you're the one that can confirm it or deny it. But are we having a co-owner jump on board with Team Out for Blood?
I have heard nothing of the sort, but we probably should. If we're going to continue the grilling burgers. And, hey, we didn't even get into that I'm now the defending Chug-Off champ against Lang.
That's true.
Get at me. Wow. This Saturday. Rusty's. Let's do it.
Wow, look at that. The gauntlet has been thrown down by the commish for the championship ceremony for you, Maddie, to show up there and show Burke what a real man looks like for once. Just tell him that he took it easy on him, and he's ready to fuck you up.
But, hey, you know what? The owners of this league, they got a lot to think about between now and draft day, because I do like proposing the rule change of the waiver wire. So we draw our names, you pick your position, we draft it normal, and then inverse order of drafting is your waiver wire. And then if you make a claim for a guy and you successfully get him, back of the line.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, it makes that waiver wire pick more valuable, and it doesn't allow it punishes the person, I think, that drafts shitty, right? That a guy that just you can't even get ahead of it, and it values that waiver wire pick even more. So I think it just rewards the people that are patient. Like let's just say you're winning and you haven't used that waiver wire all year, and then boom, Aaron Rodgers goes down. You can go ahead, and if you're on top of that waiver wire, you can get a good option and keep that train moving, because I think it should reward the people that are not out there MVP, like guys like that just fucking just putting like 8-9 claims out there and seeing what sticks.
Yeah. No, it's a lot more strategy. Now I'm thinking, so you know, the games end Monday night, and then you have, you know, your waiver process. After that process, you can still add people without going to the back of the line. It's just that initial.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. It's like if a guy is exactly, you know how when there's some guys you could just pick up as free agents.
Right.
Like that guy.
You don't get penalized there. Right. Because everyone it's a free for all then. Yeah. But yeah, in that initial, when the Monday night game ends until, you know, Wednesday morning, you gotta pick and choose who you want, because you will go to the back line. I like that. If we get a 50% ownership vote to change that rule, I'll always do it.
Okay.
I'll rule with the people.
Yeah, I know you. This is a pure democracy, you know, that you run here, and you gotta love it. These guys, this has been a very exciting year. It's been a fun year, and I think that the thing about it, Burke, that I love about it is that everyone's been a good sport about, you know, having this all on air and just fucking shooting. You know, this has been the more activity. You know, a lot of times this whole league can be summarized in a tweet, right? I mean, it's like these guys are not engaging. It's like they're just fucking done. They're not even, they're like, you know, okay, guys, give you $200. I'll see you next year, whatever. You know, I don't know you guys. Fuck out of here. And I think this has helped a little bit in engaging. I mean, I love to see Paul. I'd love to see Diesel. You know, those guys just get a little live in there and start attacking other people. That'd be fun. You know, D's get in there, get a little angry in them, you know?
And I think what you're doing is only going to feed into the rivalry and feuds between all of us. I love it. I love it.
This is great.
It's a great pairing. You know, the best fantasy football league in Southwest Florida paired with the best podcast.
Well, you know, this is just a ranting and just having fun, man. It's just because I just love the interaction with us, and I think what allows it, this thing to happen for all of us, is that we're all good guys. Like, we don't really, you know, it's nothing personal. We're just having fun. It's nothing serious, because trust me, there's some other leagues that I play in. There's a lot of estrogen running. It's like, well, those guys are a little too sensitive. And it's not our league, Diesel. It's not our league. I'm just talking about another one I do. It's not that. It's another one I do. I was like, wow, these guys are very, very sensitive. I'm like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. So I just went I knew a lot of the guys in this league. So I was very thankful that everyone was okay with it. No one came back at me and said, Minnow Man, you, fuck you. Keep my name out your mouth type of shit. So it went pretty good.
We missed the ranting by a day. You know, we could have done the festivus, the airing of the grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people.
I mean, that's the way it should be done. Look, the more live, the more organic, the more exciting it is to listen to. So, you know, I got like 24 hours to digest this whole fucking thing with MVP. Trust me, I was so pumped up on Sunday. You don't understand. The moment I was seeing Donnie run away with it, and when Donnie just laid the gauntlet down with the 6-1 odds, it's like, look, I'll give you 6-1, and MVP just shut the fuck up.
that was too good.
You know, I just went and got up. I went to the fridge. I opened a red bottle of wine, poop, popped it up. I'm drinking. And Donnie says it's over. It's fucking over.
Meanwhile, I'm holding my phone up to get better reception to see when D-Rock's gonna text back.
Right. Oh.
I'm on top of my house holding my phone up.
You know, he has that mobile PCS, whichever one they have at Walmart, the real shitty one. That's the reception D-Rock has. No offense to anybody if they do have a shitty one. I'm just talking about MVP. Yeah, I mean, he just ran for the hills after that, and then he just put his tail between his legs. Congratulations, Donnie. Congratulations, champ. No, motherfucker, you're not congratulating. You're fucking bitter, you know. But it sounds really good that we have some plans. No idea of expansion, right? We're going to keep it 12, right?
I like the 12. I mean, and again, I'm a man of the people. If we really wanted to switch it up, go to 14. But I like... You still get stars in a 12-man team. Once you go to 14, your teams start getting stretched pretty thin. So, I don't know.
No,
I think 12 is the perfect number. I'm in a 10-man. I run a 10-man, and I think I like the 12 better.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I like the 12 because it does reward you a lot more with the drafting. And then if you find a diamond in the rough that hits off, it's just very rare to stack your team And if you do, you did a great job drafting.
Right.
Even more so on a 12-man than a 10-man, of course. It just kind of makes a difference there. But I was just inquiring about that. But that's it, man. I mean, it seems like everything ran smoothly. I mean, we had a little bit of a hiccup in the league with the trade. What do you say? What do you say about because people obviously are probably not engaged with rejecting trades, even if they don't like it. Let's just say they may have been a couple guys that you know, they may not have been on board, but maybe they were too late checking the draft, or they don't check their emails as often. Do you think that going forward, do you want to revisit that the process, how it's done? Maybe getting some feedback from other people, or do you rather leave it as is? Like, where if guys are not paying attention and are not trying to engage, then fuck it, let you know, push that trade through.
Yeah, I think I'm from the latter mindset. I mean, if guys aren't paying attention, whatever, it is what it is. I think I've got the veto number set at 4.
Okay.
So 4 guys don't think it's fair, it's not going through.
Oh, okay.
I do have the commish veto, and I've used it before. I think Lang and Donnie had some sketchy thing with like Aaron Foster versus for the Jets defense or some bullshit. And I'm sure there was no cash changing.
Yeah, sure. You know, no, Donnie would never do that now.
But I had to come in and squash that one. But
okay, so
now overall. Okay. I think all of our trades, they're somewhat fair. I mean, yours, you're definitely getting shafted in that deal. Carter and I saw it from the beginning.
But
you made your bed, you got a lie in it, you know?
Yeah, I do. And I'm just thankful that it didn't fully come to fruition. Like, MVP just has that 16-1 record, you know, with that one loss being in the Super Bowl. Like, that's exactly what I just didn't want him winning at all. It would be the worst thing in my life. And that's the goal. That's the goal for him, not to win a championship under my watch by any means. And it has to continue. So another year. It's like, you know, it's man, you can't even say the Cubbies anymore, right? You remember the Cubbies? You'd be like, oh, they never win it. You know, they won it already. So fuck. You know, I just don't want that franchise MVP to get off the ground by any means. No championship. So you got to help me do that.
So are you considering this season a moral victory, if nothing else?
Absolutely. I mean, I split one-on-one against MVP. I tried blocking him as far as his playoff hopes. You know, I still was playing hard to the very end. Yeah, it's a success. Fuck yeah, it is. You know, I scored I scored points. I scored more points than a couple guys that made the playoffs. So, yeah, I'm in. I feel this was a successful season. Fuck yeah. And I can't.
I scored more than a couple of guys. Do you think the tallest midget brags about his height?
Yeah, I mean, this year they're bragging about something, and it's something probably that I can't see. But I would say, you know, right now the state of the union is such that we had a good season, and we got to look into the shady co-op, the co-ownerships that we have currently in place. So maybe an investigation could go on its way. For Greg and what happened, because it's totally uncalled for, and he hasn't answered anything. He hasn't responded. This is, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know if you heard from him or the league office has heard from him at all. I don't know what's going on.
The commercial get to the bottom of this. Don't you worry.
All right, good deal. Well, we'll wrap this up here, and I just wanted to get a few. Thoughts from you. I appreciate you running the league the way you do. It's been an exciting, fun year, and hopefully the next one coming up is even better. Man, we got 8 months to wait, man. 8 months.
8 months. Start studying. Yeah, no, it was a good year. It was competitive. We had a lot of guys neck and neck till the end, but Rusty's Saturday night, Minnow, if you're free, Ohio State, USC, and the Donnie Parade will be going on.
That's it. So. That's a dual thing to do. All right. Well, sounds good. I'll be there to celebrate, and we'll make it happen. But I thank you again, man, for taking the time out for this quick snippet here of the Blue Streak Lives On Fantasy League.
All right, my friend. It was fun. It won't be the last time.
Oh, it definitely won't be the last time, man. So I appreciate you.
All right, bud.
See ya. Well, that was it, guys. You heard it from the man himself. All the rumors, all the things that you may have heard about in this league. I try to question and drill him in my own shitty way. Again, I'm not a professional podcaster. I'm not a professional reporter. Journalism and communications is not my forte. We got to talk to the Ronimo about that. I'm just here ranting away and trying to have fun. The reason I'm doing this is all for fun, guys. It's something that I enjoy. I enjoy podcasting, journaling my life, and I figure fantasy football and all of you are part of it, even though we don't hang out. We don't do anything, but I figure, hey, it's something cool, something different. Those radio stations suck, man. Yeah, have you tried to listen to one of those radio stations in the morning here locally? I mean, they fucking suck. I mean, those guys are so PG rated and boring. It's like you can just tell what they're going to say, especially if you've been a sports fan and around sports. You know all the shit they're going to say. It's like, oh, come on, guys. I mean, this is so cliche. And I just decided, hey, man, for the next few months, let's just have fun. Let me go ahead and have fun with this, not be too long, and just have a little personal twist to it. And lo and behold, man, we got a little something magical happening here where I think you guys like it. Anyway, I think you guys like it, like I said in an interview with Burke, just because I haven't heard anyone complaining. So I guess for me, that's the sign I look for. If anybody tells me they're complaining about me ranting about them or about anything, then obviously it's not a good sign. But so I thank you again for this whole fucking season and this league. It's been awesome. It's been fun. And I think that one of the things that we have to always remind ourselves, this is all for fun. This is an outlet. It's just something to do for fun, for shits and giggles. You know, a lot of us love to compete. That's why we're doing this. We love to kind of channel that in different ways. And I know some of the ladies don't understand that, but that's just part of being guys, especially when you grow up around sports or when you grow up in an environment when people love sports. It's something that it's very competitive, and we love competing, and it's nothing about that it gets too personal. It's at the end, we shake hands, and we call it a day, right? I mean, that's what we do. And in this case, we're going to go out, hopefully, get some guys out to get some drinks and celebrate with the champ because he deserves the celebration. And that's something that I'm looking forward to. But overall, it was a lot of fun this year. And I think it's something I want to do again, unless anybody has a problem with it. But, man, 8 months, man. I'm fucking like, dude, okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. I could talk about anything. But fantasy football has been fun. It's been like my comedic chops. I don't have any. But yeah, man, it's been fun, guys. You know, to all of you, man, I want to wish you a very belated Christmas holiday and a happy new year. I'll be over in South Beach. I'll be in South Beach. And since nobody fucking ever makes plans with me because all of you guys are with your missus, I decided to create my own company. And I'll have somebody out there with me, hopefully. But you never know. You know how these things are. People plan shit ahead of time, and then they fall out. So, but we'll see. But I'll be out there one way or the other and thinking about things that I could do better for next year. And hopefully, you know, this thing goes by soon enough. Not too soon, because we want to enjoy life along the way. But, man, it's been fun, guys. So, Minnow Man signing off, man, until next season.
What just happened? They got the holy you-know-what beat out of them nationwide. And I don't mind telling you, I was wearing these $600 custom-made lizard shoes. And this $13,000 Rolex, when it happened. That's why I'm Ric Flair. That's why Luger's the U.S. champion.